Well, thank you very much for everyone who's able to attend today. I know if you're in storage business, you're extremely busy, so I will try to make your time spent here worthwhile. My name is Harold Pike again, and I am the Worldwide Marketing Manager for the DS4000 family of products. So I am a very excited guy because we've got a great set of products. And I'm here today to tell you a little bit about our newest addition to the family, which is our high-end DS4800. The title of the presentation is, What Does a Half a Million IOPS Do for Your Storage Infrastructure? And I promise you, if you wait a little bit, I'll get around to that. But first, what I'd like to do is just spend a second and go over quickly the agenda. Really want to cover, and I'm going to cover, four things today. I'm going to talk about announcing the DS4800. I have some extremely exciting news there. I'm going to, and I always do this, take a little bit of time, hopefully it'll be worth your while, and go over the DS4000 series and that family of products. I'm then going to talk a little bit about, so what is a DS4800 and why are so many folks so excited about this new product? And last but not least, and I think this is a very exciting piece of the presentation, so I hope you can attend for the whole session, what can the DS4800 do for you? It's going to be a solutions overview, so please wait and you will be very excited like I am about what you're about to hear about. So if you go to slide number 3, what I did here was is I copied a press release that IBM issued on June the 3rd. I think it's one of the most exciting press releases that I've been involved in. And you might say, Harold, well, why is it so exciting? Well, I won't go through the first part of it, which talks a little bit about us gaining some share in the external disk storage systems. That's really not what we're here about today. I did want to point your attention to the section that says, the company today also announced that its mid-range IBM Total Storage DS4800 offering is generally available. So you were going to hear that we would be making generally available the DS4800 on June the 17th. However, due to the stability and the overall goodness and capability of the DS4800, we were able to finish all of our testing ahead of schedule, which is not usually heard of in this industry, and we actually GA'd exactly 2 weeks early, GA being generally available. So as you can imagine, I am extremely excited, and as you'll hear, one of the reasons this is very, very exciting is because this is a product unlike any other product that any of the major storage vendors, you know, the HPs and the EMCs and the Dells, can offer at this point in time. So not only did we GA, make generally available 2 weeks early, an extremely great product, we brought to market a product that none of the competition is able to bring to market today. So as you can imagine, I'm very excited. So let's just spend a few minutes and talk about the overall Total Storage family of products. So you go to slide number 4, you can see that this is really just one big happy family. I mean, this is the broadest range of products that in the 30 years that I've been in this industry, and I hate to date myself that way, but in the 30 years that I've been available in this industry, I've never seen a lineup like this. You know, the Fibre Channel products, this is all the way from the DS400 through the 4000 series up to the 6800 up to the 8000. And what really can tie it all together, and we'll get into that a little bit, is the SAN volume controller. And like I mentioned, we'll talk a little bit about it. If you go to slide number 5, you'll see here that we have a slide that we tried to put together that just gives you a sense of the positioning of the various DS4000 products. At this point in time, I believe we have the best and deepest level of mid-range disk systems in the industry. We have everything from the entry-level DS4100 through the DS4800. But don't forget about the DS4300 and the DS4500. And what we tried to do down the bottom is talk about workloads that you might encounter, typical platforms, And again, we say typical platforms does not necessarily mean that all that's supported by this product. I'm very excited to tell you that the 4000 series of products are supported by all of the primary Windows, Unix, Linux type of platforms. But what we tried to do here is to say, if you have a particular platform in your business, here's what you might consider as the first product to consider. Applications, primary drive type. For example, the DS4300 and 4500, and quite honestly, the 4800 supports both Fibre Channel and SATA. Now, if you notice under the high end, it says primary drive type Fibre Channel. However, the 4800 will, in fact, support the SATA drives. And then data replication, you can see with the various replication offerings we have there. So hopefully that helped you understand a little bit pictorially about the DS4000 series. If you move on to slide number 6, and I promise to get going quickly here, the DS4000 series has many, many benefits. I would like to just spend a minute and just go through some of those benefits at a very high level. Flexible upgrades, which help maximize performance and availability. It's very easy to upgrade the DS4000 series of products all the way from the 4100 to the new just shipping DS4800. It has very informative performance and fault tools. Recovery gurus, we are now providing the capability to purchase a storage performance analyzer designed to be unique, dynamic capabilities. This product has a significant number of dynamic capabilities, such as the ability to increase the size of arrays, increase the size of LUNs. We do things that are just startling, like being able to dynamically move from metro mirroring or synchronous mirroring to asynchronous mirroring, global mirroring. Reliable and performance-oriented. This product family has a very good track record when it comes to reliability, and now with the DS4800, which we believe is the fastest, and we'll talk a little bit about why I'm so bold as to say that, mid-range disk system in the industry. Scalability for easy growth has a lot to do with the dynamic capabilities. We can very easily add capacity. High availability features designed to avoid single points of failure. You're going to be very excited when you see some of the changes we've made on the 4800. Consolidating storage up to 64 host systems, homogeneous or heterogeneous connectivity, and then the various, and I think these are fairly standard capabilities across all mid-range servers around multiple RAID levels, storage partitioning, redundant hot swappable components, and obviously designed to provide fast access to data. Help reduce total cost of ownership. Certainly with this product, the DS4800, you're going to see a little bit later, consolidating storage helps reduce storage management costs. Price sensitive for entry level. 1 and 3 year warranty standard depending on which model we're talking about. Moving on to slide number 7. Wanted to just point out that one of what I believe is the real value of the DS4000 line is the DS4000 Storage Manager. I won't go through too much detail on Storage Manager, but I will say that in the latest version, which you can download, we provide now something called Task Assistance, which provides users with a task-oriented starting point for carrying out common storage management operations. This helps simplify the storage administration and consequently will reduce total cost of ownership. Some of the key new features, these tasks that would normally need to perform for initial setup and configuration are presented to the users as objects. Let's see, what else? Simplifies navigation to several important configuration and management operations. And the GUIs are not obvious to inexperienced users. So this is really oriented for some of the less experienced users, even at the level of a DS4800. And it really does provide a clear starting point in the enterprise management window. So let's move on now to slide number 8. So here it is. This is the latest and the greatest. I'd love to introduce to you the DS4800 disk system. It is 4 gigabit per second technology. It is the newest member of our product family, and it's targeted at enterprises with compute-intensive applications and replication requirements. It now has increased from 4 to 8 4 gigabit per second host and SAN interfaces supporting existing infrastructure, which obviously will help protect your investments, high performance, designed for open systems, continues like the 4500 and the 4400 and the 4300 to support 224 fiber channel or serial ATA disk drives, or the combination of both, not to exceed 224. And the storage manager is designed to deliver robust functionality through intuitive GUI. So let's move on to slide nine. This is where I get extremely excited. Here's some of the new key features. First of all, I've had some folks ask me, well, I don't know, do I really want to buy a new technology? Well, quite honestly, this is not brand new technology. This is actually the sixth generation of the DS4000 family. Let me say that again. This is the sixth generation of the DS4000 family. It is a 4 gigabit per second technology leader. Again, we're the first major storage vendor to provide 4 gigabit technology on the front end and the back end. It has a next generation XOR engine, which, by the way, feel free to send me a note. I can explain to you why this is actually a very critical thing. It's a high-level ASIC that does a lot of the parity calculations and is one of the reasons that this product is so high performance. It has now moved to a 2.4 gigahertz Xeon processor. It has fast memory with 2 or 4 gigabytes of cache per controller for a total of 4 or 8. Fits well into the 4000 series products. Again, it utilizes same type of technology and storage management software as the other members of the family. And so it is really just a member of the series. It happens to now be the highest end member. And this is extremely important. It supports both 2 gigabit per second and 4 gigabit per second drive modules. This is important because the industry is really not shipping 4 gigabit per second hard disk drives, as an example, yet. Nor is it easy to get your hands on 4 gigabit per second host bus adapters. So you might say, well, if that's the case, why would I bother buying a 4 gigabit per second product? Well, the exciting part of this product is it auto-negotiates to whatever your infrastructure is, 1, 2, or 4 gigabits per second. No single point of failure. In the previous generations of products, some folks thought that the midplane was a single point of failure. Well, I'm here to tell you that in this product, we've actually made the midplane, believe it or not, hot swappable. Batteries, we changed the battery type from lead acid to lithium ion, which improves the battery life and helps reduce service cost. Moving on to slide number 10. Some of the other key points is this is the first product in this category of modular systems to break the 400,000 cache-based IOPS barrier. You will find that this product in an IOPS out of cache now sustains 550,000 IOs per second. And we'll get a little bit into the performance. Auto sensing, as I mentioned, 4 gigabit per second technology on both the host side and the drive side. However, it does auto-negotiate to 1, 2, or 4 gigabit. 2 gigabit and 4 gigabit drive modules behind the same controller at independent speeds. What that means is when you buy your DS4800 today, you will put an EXP710, which we'll talk about in a second, and that uses 2 gigabit per second technology. Hopefully towards the end of the year or whenever the industry introduces the 4 gigabit per second hard disk drives, you'll then be able to, in separate loops, put 4 gigabit per second drives, and you'll get the performance benefits of that as well as the performance benefits of the 2 gigabit. So they will operate independently, and you don't negotiate down to the lowest speed. dual Ethernet ports for out-of-band management and also for some serviceability. So we're very excited. We think there are tremendous benefits to the DS4800. If you move to slide number 11, you will see that clearly the DS4800 is the highest performing DS4000 series product. Just take a moment and look at the columns, whether it be the burst I/O rate, you know, cache reads. I mean, look at the difference between the products. The beauty of this for customers like yourself is that you now are able to purchase what you need. So if you don't need the high performance of the 4800, we offer you either a 4300, a 4300 Turbo, a 4100. So you can match, and it is very important to match your requirements with the products so that you don't purchase something that you don't need at this point. I'm more concerned, quite honestly, with purchasing something that's underpowered for your environment. So that's why we spend a lot of time talking about performance levels. If you'll now move to slide number 12, this, I think, is unbelievably exciting. This new chassis design is made up of really only three independent field replaceable units. Now, there's a total of five because each of the controller support modules, which translate to power supplies and fans, there are two of those. Each one is the same as the other, interchangeable. The interconnect module is a mid-plane, and that includes batteries. Obviously, there's only one of those. And then the controllers. So there's two of those controllers, and they're both exactly the same and interchangeable. So there are five total field replaceable units. However, there are only three unique types. For those folks that like to keep spares on hand, etc., this actually will help with your total cost of ownership. Moving on to slide number 13, I just wanted to recalibrate everyone on the 4800 controller module. It's important to know that it has eight host/SAN connections, dual active controllers. It has eight drive loops and hot swappable field replaceable units. The ESP710, 14 fiber channel drives. It is an embedded loop switched architecture. And you'll see in a little while that that's a real competitive advantage, I believe, you know, for IBM. Redundant pathing and hot swappable field replaceable units. And we also have the EXP100 expansion unit, which is our 14-drive SATA product, serial ATA. Moving on to slide number 14, I won't go through all of these. I wanted you to see the difference between the 4800 and the 4500. And this is just for your own information. When you're, you know, sitting at home and you don't have anything to read, feel free to browse through the specification comparison. Same thing with slide number 15. Let's move to slide number 16. I like to call this DS4800 reasons to purchase. The first reason is the analysts all agree. I won't say it's an absolute, but we're pretty confident that 4 gigabit per second will be the dominant interface by the end of 2006. New product introductions will be based on 4 gigabit per second. You get low TCO with the DS4800 utilizing the 4 gigabit per second technology because it's designed to require up to half the host adapters and cables as 2 gigabit per second technology. Let me spend a second and explain myself. All that says is when you got a bigger pipe, you can move more stuff through it. So if you've got a product that has 4 gigabit per second pipes, it takes less pipes to move the same amount of data as a product that has 2 gigabit per second. Now, there is a lot of cases where you don't need this bigger pipe, as I call it. So I'm not suggesting that the other products in the 4000 series are out of date. I'm just saying that, you know, when you're ready to buy your highest performance product, you really need to be looking at 4 gigabit per second. The reason for that is because products like the 4800 are staying in you, the customer's site, longer and longer. And so if you start out with something that is the wave of the future, I think you're going to prepare yourself and have better investment protection. You can provide up to twice the speed for a comparable product. Now, that sounds wrong, doesn't it? But in fact, it's reality. I believe if you go to any of the other vendors, whether they be SAN vendors for switches and directors, or HBA vendors, or hard disk vendors, they will tell you that as the 4 gigabit per second technology moves out, that you will not see price increases. And so basically what it says is, why would you buy something if you have the availability of a product that's 4 or 2 gigabit per second? It would seem like not the wisest choice to buy the 2 gigabit product when the 4 gigabit is available, especially given they're probably going to be the same price. That's like saying, you know, if I pay the same price for a Volkswagen and a Ferrari, which one would I buy? Auto-sensing technology on the host and the drive side supports the use of 1 gigabit and 2 gigabit per second to be implemented with 4 gigabit technology to help protect investment, as I mentioned. Like I also said, storage systems are staying in production longer. We just withdrew from marketing our DS4400 that was introduced in November of, and believe it or not, 2001. As data continues to grow and demand continues to increase, storage systems must keep up. 4 gigabit per second is backwards compatible, helping protecting the investment in your current infrastructure. So you may not want to yet move everything up to 4 gigabit per second. I mean, clearly today it would be difficult for you to do that with HBAs and hard disk, but IBM, I believe, in October of last year started shipping 4 gigabit per second fiber channel switches. And same price as the 2 gigabit switches that, you know, were the predecessor. So, you know, you may not be ready to completely revise your infrastructure, but if you purchase the DS4800 and have that in-house, you'll be prepared when you do decide to move your infrastructure up. Number 17 is just a few more reasons to purchase. Too often we get into what I call the cash spec game. However, with this product, we will have equivalent or greater cash than any of the competition, so we won't have to play the game anymore. 4 gigabit per second technology helps make you ready for tomorrow today. 2 gigabit and 4 gigabit drive channel speeds help protect your investment. And part of the storage family with a strong history of reliability, storage physical capacity of over 67 terabytes when you add the 16 DS4000 EXP710s, and I think one of the most critical things is we support both fiber channel and serial ATA disk technology. Moving on to slide 18, I couldn't stop talking about the product and not talk about our new switched EXP710 hard disk drive module. Basically, this is a 2 gigabit fiber channel infrastructure product. It has embedded switch loops. It contains up to 14 HDDs. It is compatible with nearly all the entire 4000 series, and you use it for performance, productivity, and security. This is the product that we want everyone to purchase to have their disk drives put in, and you'll understand a little bit about that when you go to slide number 19. You can see I call this the EXP710 competition. Loop switch technology enables direct and detailed fiber channel communication with each drive. And the picture kind of just shows you that that's the case. Each of the environmental service modules has a direct connection to each fiber channel disk drive in those enclosures. Really, only network appliance, which is optional on the FAS 900 series and Xyratex, has a similar type of enclosure. The competitors with loop-based backends and enclosures include the Clarion CXAX, EVA 3000, and the EVA 5000 when you use less than 4 drive trays. HDS Thunder and Sun, all but one model, have standard loop JBODs. And if you just take a peek at that bottom picture, you can see that when you have to go from one drive to the other, if something were to happen in the loop, it's possible that it's more difficult to determine the failure. So that's why we're really bullish on the EXP710. And we've got a kit that you can purchase, and we just reduced price on that to upgrade your EXP700s to 710s. Let's move on now to number 20. I'm not going to go into much detail here, but suffice it to say that, and it's not just Harold Pike saying this, that the industry really only has one genuine storage benchmark, and that's called the SPC Benchmark 1. And I included the World Wide Web location, the URL, for their site. If you go to that URL, you will see the results of multiple vendors' products. If you go to the next one, slide 21, clearly the membership is increasing on this product, you know, the SPC, and you can see some of the analyst words here. I'm not going to go into this too much, but there are certain analysts, and you can certainly talk to your own analysts, but people believe that it is important for the storage vendors like IBM, EMC, HP, Dell, et cetera, to put their products into this testing so that we can, you know, get a chance to review products against each other. Everybody but EMC, quite honestly, at this point, has taken that to heart. And if you go to slide number 22, you can see that I've included all the IBM products here on this slide and the next slide. You don't see the 4800 yet. I'm going to save that exciting piece for next. But we've got everything from the Fast 700, Fast 900, the Fast 600, and again, we've renamed those products. So the Fast 900 is the 4500, the Fast 700 is the 4400, and the Fast 600 is the 4300. And we also included everybody else's products in there. Go to slide 23, and I think this is extremely important because if you look at the price and then look at the dollars per IOPS per second, and then look at my little words down there. First of all, look at the SPC1 IOPS. As an example, and I'm not picking on HP, look at the EVA 5000. I mean, we're more than two times the Spec 1 benchmark of the EVA 5000. In fact, we actually have less dollars per IOPS. And if you go into that World Wide Web, you'll be able to get all of the pricing information. That's part of the rules. It is an independent third party, not funded by any of us guys. And you'll see that I included only our list price. I wanted to include something that you could put your hands on. You can go to our website. You can look at all of these prices. They're right up on our IBM.com. What HP in this case chose to do was to discount it by 28%. And so you've got to just keep that into mind when you look at these. You've got to see that, you know, per the rules of the SPC, you don't have to use list price. You can actually use a discounted price. So enough said. I think it's extremely important, and I think you'll agree with my comment, which says the DS4800 is a screamer. Okay, now we're going to move on to what I hope you'll think is a very exciting piece, which is the DS4800 and the solutions aspects. So if you move to slide 25, you might want to say to yourself, what are today's pressing information management realities? Compliance, how to protect your data and how long to keep it around? What information must be backed up? How quickly must it be recovered? What is the cost of lost information? How do I manage the volume of information against a flat, and you'll relate to this, to declining IT budget? Is consolidation or IT simplification the answer? Is there more than one need to be met here? What solutions do I need to move information on demand, and what are the benefits? So moving on to slide 26, with information on demand, business can respond with flexibility and speed to any customer requirement, market opportunity, or external threat. There are certain essentials in getting to an information on demand environment. And really, I call these the three legs of the stool: simplifying your infrastructure, protecting your data, basically business continuity, and optimizing the management of information over its life cycle. So move on to number 27. This one, I think, is extremely important. Obviously, I would say that because of the DS4800 is awesome in a infrastructure simplification mode, but let's just talk a little bit about it. Infrastructure simplification is the inefficient utilization and automatic management of all IT resources. That includes servers, storage, and network. IBM is really uniquely positioned to address all elements of infrastructure simplification. when we first started talking about simplification, it was primarily from a server perspective. Over the last 12 or 13 months, we have significantly enhanced the storage dimension of this story with high-performance scale-up, scale-out storage, such as tiered storage options, storage virtualization software that drives up utilization and availability, and automated management capabilities that improves productivity and, one of the most important things, reduces human error. This chart summarizes what the key business drivers are that are leading companies to want to simplify. Okay, let's move on to slide number 28. Again, I love this slide because basically what it shows you is here's what your environment looks like. It goes from complex to physical consolidation to logical simplification. And we do that utilizing things such as SAN volume controller, SAN file system. Clearly, physical consolidation is something that the DS4800 is great at. And then when we bring into what I talked to you a little bit a while ago, which is the SAN volume controller, I think you'll see some real benefits there. Simplification really has been a journey of business necessity for many of you companies. Starting from a complex environment with islands of computing and information, when business processes were more departmental and simpler in nature, dedicating computing resources, while inefficient, were the norm. As business processes have become more complex and integrated with greater need to share information, IT infrastructure has needed to simplify to support the level of information sharing and business flexibility that you need. It started with consolidation to get fewer physical devices with immediate total cost of ownership benefits. From physical consolidation, the next step would be logical simplification through virtualized resources that reside in a highly condensed infrastructure. Clearly, the end game is to create virtualized pool of resources that can be rapidly provisioned and managed based on predefined policies. We will see that. Moving on to slide 29, what we tried to do here was to show you how using the DS4800, you can, you know, lower the total cost of ownership. You reduce the number of storage systems. I mean, with the performance and the scalability and the capability and connectivity of the DS4800, it really offers an excellent opportunity to cut costs by displacing multiple older, slower, potentially less resilient mid-range storage arrays. IBM has tools which business partners can utilize and IBM can help you with, which can model the potential total cost savings you can achieve. Moving on to slide number 30, logical simplification. This is maybe a little confusing, but basically what it just says is you can get logical simplification utilizing the SAN volume controller with the DS4800. And the beauty of it is it doesn't even have to just be a DS4800. It can be any of the DS4000 products and, quite honestly, primarily most of the competitors' products. And here you've got two physical disk systems virtualized by the SAN volume controller. So let's say that the green one is a high-end system from vendor A and the red one is a low-cost system from vendor B. You want to make a point-in-time copy, what we call flash copy, of the primary data on the green. Because you have a virtualized environment, you can send that copy to the lower-cost red controller. Now suppose you want to keep a continuous replica, what we call peer-to-peer remote copy or global mirroring, at a remote site. Over at the remote site, you have another high-end green disk system, but you also have a lower-cost blue system from vendor C. Because you have virtualized your environment, your continuous copy target can be on the lower-cost system. I mean, this is very exciting. You get a single comprehensive management from a central point across vendors. Unified disaster protection and replication, and probably most important to you, freedom of choice. Now, I certainly hope that whenever you make and have freedom of choice, you'll choose IBM, and in my case, the DS4800. Moving on to slide 31, business continuity has become a tremendously important aspect for all of us. This slide just basically talks about the fact that data can quickly become a liability if it is mishandled. One email, you know, and unfortunately this is true, one email has the potential to bring down a corporation. Determining business risk and then managing it are the primary objectives of a sound business continuity strategy. Business continuity goes well beyond disaster recovery, includes 24/7 secure access to information, and providing continuous business operations. Moving on to slide 32, won't spend much time on this, just suffice it to say again that really there's three pillars of the business continuity: high availability, continuous operations, and disaster recovery. Moving on to slide 33, you've probably seen this before, however, and I won't go over each and every one, but I think here again, suffice it to say, you know, depending on the recovery time objectives and the cost, there's basically seven tiers, all the way from disk mirroring with automated recovery back to restore from tape. And what we'll try to do now is give you some sense of how the 4800 falls into those various tiers. You didn't realize there was going to be homework. I think for you to fully understand this, you're going to need to print out, you know, like slide 33 and better understand for each of the following slides. But here we've got on slide 34, 4 gigabit DS4800 boost LAN and server-free data backup. This is a tier 1 to 3 type of solution. Use TSM LAN-free backup functionality, simplify data protection, and clearly the DS4800 improves the backup restore time. The DS4800 4 gigabit pipes, and sorry I have to keep calling them that, but the 4 gigabit pipes allow for more data transferred. Flash copy allows for online backup of application, and clearly this exploits the TSM multi-session backup and restore capabilities. If you move to slide 35, you'll see increased application availability. We've recently introduced something we called integrated backup for databases. It's for AIX, TSM, and DB2. It is literally a feature that you order on the DS4800. You sign up for it as a premium feature. You get some files and a manual, and you're off and running to do automated backup for databases, in this case DB2. This hopefully will be the first of many of these implementations. We think this is a great opportunity for those folks that are maybe not quite as confident in setting up things such as their backup. It will help you tremendously. We think this is a tier 3 to 4 type solution. Move on to 36, unique high availability solutions using DS4800 Metro Mirror with end-to-end 4 gigabit fiber. Here's a tier 6 type solution. It maintains and protects your current copy of primary data at the remote site via Metro Mirror. Metro Mirror is another term for synchronous mirroring. With no data loss, you're limited typically to distances of 10 kilometers. Using an RPQ process, you can get up to 30 or 40 kilometers. DS4800 IBM SAN32B switch allows industry's first end-to-end 4 gigabit remote mirroring solution. Another exciting thing about that SAN32B switch, and that was actually the switch we utilized in doing the SPC1 testing. So you can go in and see that. And so this, again, is a Tier 6 Metro Mirror. If you go to slide number 37, here's an enhanced remote mirror mode. Switching provides unique high availability benefits. Certainly some applications are impacted by overhead of metro mirroring during peak operation. Unique on the market, and I want to focus on unique. Unique on the market, IBM DS4800 allows for dynamic copy mode switching into asynchronous mode, which provides performance improvement compared to synchronous for primary site I/O. During off-peak operation, copy mode can be switched back to synchronous copy in order to do backup operations on your secondary site. So we think that's a real uniqueness. 38, you got a long-distance HA solution using the DS4000 Global Mirror and IBM Multi-Protocol Router. This, again, just gives you distances up to 5,000 kilometers. I believe we've tested to 3,000 miles. Fiber right-of-way is not available. The Global Mirror allows to copy data asynchronously over IP-based connections. 39, server automation using continuous availability for Windows. here's a situation where having the capability of the SVC, SAN Volume Controller, allows you to do a geographically dispersed continuous availability solution. If you move on to slide 40, you'll see also using the SAN Volume Controller, we can do the HACMP extended distance, which is a Tier 7 solution. Moving on to 41, I mentioned that information management is absolutely critical. So information lifecycle management has certain benefits. Enables policy automation, storage resource optimization, help meet the challenges of compliance and risk management. Moving on to slide 42, clearly ILM is a key to information on demand strategy. Business considerations, as example, are things like retention cycle, disposition cycle, archival cycle, access frequency, read-write performance cycle, read-write permissions. It's a process of managing business data through its life cycle from conception until disposal in a manner that optimizes storage and access at the lowest level. Move on to slide 43. One example of managing information is a tiered storage solution, which optimizes cost performance points for two user communities. And again, this is where having the ability that the DS4800 has of not only having capability for fiber channel disks, but also serial ATA, lower cost disk, behind the same disk system. Production servers have data that is frequently updated. You probably want to use fiber channel. Analysis servers, data mining, development, testing, archival, and this data is written on a set cycle, for example, each evening. SATA drives there can save you a lot of money. And complete byte-by-byte replication of one logical drive to another within a storage system using volume copy. You can do that from fiber channel to SATA. So again, utilizing SATA for the less frequently accessed data, but also as a way of saving yourself money on data that maybe is not as critical or is a duplicate. Moving on to slide 44, this is one that the DS4800 is awesome at. DS4800 in streaming applications, 4 gigabit fiber connect and 8 drive and host ports can potentially offer up to 3.2 gigabits per second streaming performance. This makes the 4800 the perfect choice for high performance computing in technical computing environments such as energy, entertainment and digital media, biosciences, supercomputing, life sciences, scientific research and development. So to conclude, I wanted to say the DS4800 does have the power to break through. Let's just step through it one more time. First major storage vendor to provide 4 gigabit fiber with more than 500,000 aisles per second. It utilizes the same proven software as the 4000 line to allow customers to leverage existing skills, low-cost product designed to support open server and open system environments. It has industry-leading advanced functions supporting resiliency, continuous operations, data availability, recoverability, out-of-the-box integration with application data protection, allow fast deployment and secure operation for mission-critical application and data, availability, performance, capacity needed to support mission-critical on-demand workloads, and certainly last but not least, cost-effective solutions for mission-critical and reference data applications. Thank you very much for your time, and that concludes the presentation.